Giants training camp starts July 27th and practices are open to the public every day at 1:30 p.m. at the Giants training facility. July 28th is autograph day when you can come down and get the signature of your favorite Giant. For the full training camp schedule, go to Giants.com.
Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelt. We're finally to the last of our position previews. Today, we take a look at the safety position. And last year, the Giants played three safeties an awful lot. But a lot of that had to do with the fact they had a lot of injuries at the cornerback position. The Giants hope they can go to a lot more traditional two safety packages, and that means moving Ontrell Roll back from that slot spot where he did such yeoman's work last year into that deep safety spot where he can really make plays on the ball a little bit more. Safeties coach Dave Merritt knows his versatility cannot be overlooked.
When he came here expecting to play safety. Okay, as we all know, he was a first-round cornerback, and then all of a sudden he moved to safety position in Arizona. So when he came here, we were looking to play him at safety. Well, it didn't happen due to injuries again. And so the fact that he has the versatility to go down and play a slot receiver and to also play in the box as well as play back deep, I mean, you don't find that today in a lot of guys. And so when you can find a good one like that, in which Antrell is a good one, he's a studier, he's smart, and he has always had a lot on his plate. I mean, it's hard to find players like that.
Joining Ontrell Roll as a starter will be Stevie Brown. Stevie had an unbelievable year last year. 8 interceptions, 2 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries. The man was a turnover machine. And a lot of that had to do with the fact he studies in the room. For the first time ever, Dave Merritt said Stevie Brown had to ask for a second notebook. No player he's ever coached has had to do that. That's how many notes he took during meetings and during film sessions. So asking for another 8, 9, 10 turnover season might be asking a little bit much, but they do expect Stevie Brown to be in the right place at the right time and protect the Giants' defense over the top, something he'll be charged to do and the Giants believe he'll do a good job of. Remember, he's on a contract year too, so Stevie Brown hopes to have another big year in 2013, especially with Kenny Phillips departing to Philadelphia. The Giants need some help back there deep. Now you have Ryan Mundy. He's a veteran coming over from Pittsburgh who has a lot of experience. He's a good special teams player, and he's really picked up this defense quickly, impressing the coaching staff in the spring. He's done a lot, and the Giants have a lot of faith in him if they need him in those three safety packages come training camp, come preseason, even come September against the Cowboys in regular season game number 1. Then you have Will Hill. He's coming into his second season. He's got a world of talent, but safeties coach Dave Merritt knows he still has a lot to prove as well.
You know, Will has a situation now that he's got to step up and hopefully be able to be on the field and prove to everyone, not only to the Giants, but prove to the NFL that he can play on this level. Will is an excellent talent, as we all know. He's athletic, he's fast, and he will strike you. And so Will brings a lot to the table, and hopefully, you know, he steps up and he's able to produce, and we can put him in special roles that would help us out.
A lot to prove for Will Hill and a lot to prove for Tyler Sash, who's entering his third season with the Giants. He's a physical player. He's good in the box. He's good on special teams. But can he provide the coverage help that the Giants need out of their safeties? That's what he needs to show to this coaching staff in training camp. Then you have rookie fifth-round pick Cooper Taylor. He has the size. He's 6'4". He has the speed. He can cover tight ends down the field. But can he make that transition from Richmond to the NFL level? Now, his draft stock dropped a little bit because of a heart condition, but he's okay, and the Giants think he can be a real legitimate NFL player if he learns what it takes to play in the National Football League. Finally, you have a flyer on a guy like Alonzo Tweedy, an undrafted free agent out of Virginia Tech. The Giants like his physical ability, but he's going to have to flash in training camp if he wants a chance to either make this team or make the practice squad. So as you can see, the Giants have a lot of options at safety, even if they want to go back to that three safety package they used so well and to such great effect last year. They have the talent. And remember, the safeties are the Giants' last line of defense. The Giants gave up way too many big plays last year, and it's these guys that have to stop those plays in 2013. Well, folks, that's it. Every one of our position previews. Training camp starts at the end of next week. Make sure you stay tuned to Giants.com for all the coverage. We will preview the offense, the defense, and special teams coming next week with Perry Fuel, Kevin Gilbride, and special teams coordinator Tom Quinn. Make sure you stay tuned to Giants.com. It should be a lot of fun. Have a good one.